Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
That Dan O'Connor guy, the Great Lake jumper, continues to jump into the lake every day and has been for a year minus about 3 weeks. Middle of June, he'll be on the one-year anniversary of every day during the pandemic, starting in mid-June, jumping into Lake Michigan. Remember, he was doing that in February when he had to cut a hole in the ice. We had that super freeze, and he was still in the water. I watched him go in. He's on a phone line this morning. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Nice story about you in the Chicago Sun-Times, man.
Thanks.
Chicago man jumps into Lake Michigan every day and comes out better. How do you come out better? Is it that you are a calmer or wiser man? What have you learned jumping into Lake Michigan every day, Dan?
That it's possible. That you put your mind to it and you can do anything.
You know, I rode a stationary cycle Saturday and hadn't for a couple of weeks, and I was sort of having that conversation with myself. The only reason I haven't been more disciplined about getting on the damn bike is because I haven't been more disciplined. If I had just made time every day, I could have done it. Maybe you're singing from that book, huh?
Yeah. No, just once I started doing it, and it just kept rolling.
But was it always something that you felt good about or looked forward to doing?
Yeah, I think, like I said, it gave me some peace of mind when I got down to the lake, and I could shed everything else that was going on during the pandemic and just concentrate on getting in the lake and getting out of the lake, more importantly.
Yeah, well, you know, I was a little worried about you there in the winter. I bought you a life preserver and a rope. And I've never seen it in any of the videos, so that's your call. But I didn't want to be part of anything bad that was going to happen to you. And yet, you never felt like, oh boy, that's so cold, I can't get out in time, right?
No, I never felt that. I never really felt overwhelmed by the cold. I think there was a couple windy days when the wind chill was in, the minus teens, that I felt it more, but. I think just my body got used to that shock every day of jumping in cold water.
I get a little philosophical about what you're doing. It's more than just the discipline. Maybe it's having something for you every day, even if it's jumping in an icy cold lake. I mean, there's got to be more to it than just, I set a goal and I'm going to do it. You didn't even decide it was going to be a year when you started, did you?
No, not at all. I mean, even when I was getting to, Thanksgiving, which was around a half a year, I was interviewed and I said, no, I'm not going to go through the winter. And then it just seemed like something that was possible and just kept going.
I think we ought to have a big crowd for you on June. It's 11th, right? June 11th is your one-year anniversary?
June 12th.
And what's
Saturday.
What's the biggest crowd you've had for any jumping in?
Well, I had this amazing band called Mukapaza, and us as Chicagoans are lucky to have them. And they were a 15-piece marching band that came out and played a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't draw, but it's always a musician or a band. It's never 20 or 30 people coming to watch the crazy guy jump in the lake. It hasn't attracted an audience.
The audience, I mean, for Mukapaza, there was probably close to 50 people there, and that was in the drizzling rain. And I think that shows the commitment of Chicagoans that they're thirsting for entertainment.
Yeah.
And that's the problem that these small clubs, the civil venues are facing, is that they were the first to close, and they're going to be the last to open. I mean, Chicago can have all of these festivals with, whether it's 25,000 a day, 40,000 a day, 100,000 a day, but you can't go to a nightclub.
That's about to change, though, right? It has changed, and we're not at 100%, but we will be real soon.
No, yeah, I think so, but it's still, these are businesses that employ you know, a lot of people, and a lot of people who have had no income for a year because their livelihood was taken away.
Yeah,
and they're also seeing the, you know, musicians who want to perform and who, you know, these tickets are going on sale now, starting to sell advanced tickets. And, you know, you're buying tickets for November and you're buying tickets for October, you know, for indoor venues, for, you know, kind of in anticipation of being back, you know, in a sweaty club, seeing a great band.
Yeah, I know. I have, I'm equal parts terrified by that and really anxious for that. So I take your point. So you're going to jump into the lake when and where today?
I'm going to jump in at Montrose in probably about a half hour, 40 minutes.
You've been a great advocate for these CIVL, the Chicago, what's that acronym stand for?
Chicago Independent Venue League.
There you go. And the musicians that you've been trying to champion, raise funds for and awareness for. So I salute you for that. You've also got your own business. I know that you are a driver and you also have a T-shirt business, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, kind of my biggest event of the year has been Lollapalooza's pop-up shop, which is not going to happen this year. So, you know, just looking for opportunities and, you know, doing stuff for the Wonder Museum, which just recently reopened. So I'm in their retail shop, and that's an amazing facility. And
well, how can people buy your stuff? How can people buy your stuff online?
Yeah, sure. It's detoxdesigns.com, which is detoxdesigns.com. And, you know, they're all one of a kind, hand sprayed through hand cut stencils, which I, you know, cut one at a time.
Yeah. We've got your shirts here. We've worn them proudly. And now that the weather's warmer, they're just awesome accessories for your summer wardrobe. Lollapalooza is happening, but they're not going to let you do your pop-up shop, huh?
Well, it's not my pop-up shop. They did their own pop-up shop, and they invited me to, you know, be part of it. So, you know, it's, you know, I'm just happy that there's, you know, musicians and, you know, artists that have a stage to play again.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, let's continue to visit, certainly in a few weeks, if not sooner. And we'll get a big crowd there for the one-year anniversary, okay?
All right. That sounds great, John.
Thanks, Dan. Stay well.
All right. Thank you.
And stay warm.